Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Acts 13:2, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul." The Bible says, "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, 'Now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.' Then having fasted, prayed, and laid hands on them, they sent them away." Notice three things. Number one, Barnabas and Saul were in church when God called them. And the Holy Spirit still speaks to us when we gather to pray, worship, and hear God's word. One reason we don't have clear direction for our lives is because we aren't in the place where God can speak to us objectively through his word and subjectively through his spirit. Number two, their calling was confirmed by proven leadership. Those who laid hands on Paul and Barnabas, confirming their calling, were leaders who took time to pray, fast, and seek God's will. Such people are a gift. They won't necessarily tell you what you want to hear, but they'll tell you what you need to hear. They'll counsel, correct, and comfort you when you need it, and confirm God's will for you. So, do you have such relationships in your life? If not, get busy and find some. And number three, God doesn't play hide and seek with his will for your life. God called Paul and Barnabas by name. Yes, he knows your name, where you live, and the circumstances you're in. Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to hide it from the Midianites, and Peter was out fishing when God called them. Your lack of ministry experience doesn't limit God. That's because he doesn't call a qualified, he qualifies the call. So wait on God, and when the time is right, he will call you. From Vision's Word for Today, how to find your calling.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.